For KBIA in Columbia, I'm DC Benincasa. The risk of hospitals becoming overburdened with patients is growing as hospitalizations due to the coronavirus increase. Dr. Alex Garza is the leader of the St. Louis Metropolitan Pandemic Task Force. He says St. Louis intensive care unit beds are filling up at a time when the flu season will create even more strain on the healthcare system. And St. Louis isn't even the hardest hit Missouri region. Data from the state health department shows hospitalizations are at or near record levels in most regions besides St. Louis. Garza says positive cases and hospitalizations are increasing at a rate he hasn't seen since the beginning of the pandemic. Jefferson City is removing a Civil War marker dedicated to a Confederate general amid a dispute about its accuracy. The city council approved the marker's removal in a meeting Monday night with an 8-2 vote. City Council members who voted to remove the marker questioned its quality of historical context. They also noted that it was dedicated in 1933 by a chapter of the United Daughters of the Confederacy, an organization that has strong ties to the Ku Klux Klan. The two members who voted against removal suggested it remain, with additional information added to give more context.
State Senator Caleb Rowden's campaign has been targeted with fake text messages stating he was dropping out of the race. The Columbia, Missourian reports that a hacker released a text last weekend that stated Rowden would be stepping away from politics due to family matters. Rowden, the Republican Senate Majority Leader from Columbia, says the text messages are not true. Rowden says this is the first time he's experienced harassment at this level as a public official. He says he wants to use the fake texts and harassment as an opportunity to speak about the polarized nature of politics today. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft is running for re-election this November and is pointing to how he's overseen elections as a reason he should remain in office. From St. Louis, Jason Rosenbaum has more.
Ashcroft says he's done an able job of running the Secretary of State's office, which oversees the state's elections, securities industry, and libraries. He says he's especially pleased that there have been minimal problems this year with COVID-19 prompting some concerns about going to the polls. Ashcroft says he's confident that November 3rd's election, where he'll be on the ballot, will go off without a hitch.
And I believe that as Secretary of State, I should make sure that it's not only easy to vote for every registered individual in the state, but also that your vote counts. And that's what I'm so happy we've been able to do.
Ashcroft is squaring off against Democrat Yinka Faladi on November 3rd. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
And I'm DC Benincasa, KBIA News, Columbia.